Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
This episode of The Huddle is brought to you by the Athletic Club Oakland, my go-to sports bar in the East Bay. Look, this will be a shock to no one. I love watching sports, and I love it even more while at a sports bar. But to be honest, there is a long period of time where I just couldn't find one I actually liked. I'd find a spot that had TVs, but the food sucked ass, or a place that had good food, but they wouldn't show the game I wanted, and the inside felt dark and depressing. It was always some trade-off or sacrifice, and that's finally done now. The ACO is exactly what I'm looking for without sacrifice. They have a huge space, including an outdoor spot where they shut down an entire street and called it the Town Gardens. They have more than 100 televisions, which can and will show every game you ask for, and they have great food. The ACO has everything you need to comfortably watch your favorite team in any sport at any time with passionate fans. I love it, and I'm pretty damn sure you will too. The Athletic Club Oakland, where sports fans get everything they want every day they want it.
We're going to bring y'all into our huddle.
You are in. Where's Huddle with me, Graham? No Marcus or Maxine today, but I am fired up to announce rejoining me after, I don't even know how long, the lead on the Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game, the host of the pre- and post-game coverage for your Golden State Warriors on NBC Sports Bay Area, and a guy who absolutely positively believes the Niners should have Super Bowl aspirations no matter what Butcher Boy says, Mr. Monte Hill. What's going on, Monte?
My guy, Graham, man. Hey, look, man, the 49ers. And look, as a fan, you should want your team to have championship aspirations. That means you're in the mix. You're playing for big stakes, baby. We all remember the Warriors with 15 games a couple years ago. That wasn't fun. It wasn't fun. How cool was it last year to be back in the mix and actually win it? We should have title aspirations. This is the Bay Area. This is a top five market. Forget New York. Forget Chicago. Forget Philly. Forget D.C. The Bay is where it's at, man. We got a juggernaut out here with our sports team. So, hell yeah, the Niners should have Super Bowl aspirations.
I like how you said, do I remember that they won 15 games 2 years ago? Bonte, this fucking team sucked ass for most of my life, dude. It wasn't just 2 years ago. We watched a lot of 15-game seasons. And for those of you, and I can't imagine who the hell this would be, but if you weren't listening this morning, Bonte and Joe had a nice little fight about what the aspirations should be for Niner fans. And let me switch that to the Warriors and just ask you this. If the Warriors don't win a title this year, is that a failed season?
It feels like it, right? I feel like Steph Curry would say it would be.
Yep.
Draymond Green would say it would be. Klay Thompson would say it's a failed season. Steve Kerr may have differing opinions because you have the youngsters in Kuminga and Moody and Jordan Poole or whatnot, but I think the core group would say it's a disappointment. They would. So I'm going to say the same thing. It would be a disappointment.
I completely agree with you, and I'm going to co-op some of the stuff you said this morning about the Niners. If I was hearing you right, essentially what you said was, look, they've taken all the steps. They were in the Super Bowl and lost. They were in, you know, they're right at the door of the NFC Championship. So, of course, they should get there. So for the Warriors, kind of reverse engineering that, right? Would it be a failure if they don't win it? Yeah, of course it would be. And for as long as Steph Curry is in the conversation for best player in the league, well, then every year that they're not, you know, going after a title is a failure. But because they've already done it, you know, because they've got four titles in their pocket, that failure won't hit us as hard as it sounds like these losses are already hitting Niner fans, which is what made that win so great last year. Like, we've kind of, this is all icing on the cake kind of deal.
Right. And it doesn't mean that it wouldn't be fun. Like, it would be disappointing not winning the championship, but it doesn't mean that the season would not be fun. It's going to be fun watching how Poole takes the next step or what Wiggins does for an encore or Kevon Looney, the return of James Wiseman, you know, Moses Moody and Kuminga. Where are they going to grow? Dante DiVincenzo. I'm excited about him. What about PBJ? Patrick Baldwin Jr. Like, so it doesn't mean if they don't win a championship that the season wasn't fun. You could have a lot of fun. There's going to be a lot of memories. We'll remember a lot of games. There'll be a lot of great games, but would still be disappointing at the same time if they don't win the whole thing because of the talent that they have and the core group that they have that has won four championships in 8 years. And the Warriors were ahead of schedule last year. You hear Ron Adams, the assistant coach, came on the show in the morning roast and said, look, I feel like we overachieved this year. And they won a championship. You know, so they got a little taste, especially those young guys got a taste of those playoffs. And the core group got a taste of what it was like to be back on that stage. Yep. And now Klay doesn't have to rehab like he did the last 2 years. Now he's going to be fresher. He's going to feel better about himself. Draymond's getting some rest. So, like, it's still going to be a fun ride no matter what. And we just know the Warriors, whether it's against Memphis, whether it's the Lakers, the Clippers, whatever, we're in store for something great this season. And they ended the championship. Only one team wins. We all know that. Only one team wins. But, like, the Warriors are in the mix again. They're in the mix. And so they have the mentality with – especially Joe Lacob, the owner. He's not paying all this tax to be like, hey, you know, we just want to have a fun year and develop. He wants to win and develop, and they accomplished that last season. They developed while simultaneously winning a bunch of games, over 50 games. What was it, 53 games? And they won championship.
I missed you, Bonte, and I just remembered why. I'm all fired up, dude. I'm already like sweating in anticipation of this podcast now. And I tell you what, I got a special segment that is I put together specifically for you, almost as an FU letter as opposed to a love letter. It is called Meeting Bonte. We're going to get there in a second. Yeah.
That never happens on this podcast, right?
Okay, just settle down.
What am I, like 83-0?
Again, settle down, and it's definitely not 83-0, but we'll get there. We'll get there. Before we do, I need your help with something else. So, quick admission, I love brackets. I have no idea why. I think it's because it helps me gamble for no reason, and so I come up with brackets for the stupidest things. You and I have done one. I think we did one for like an NBA fighting championship, all right? Mm-hmm. So, this week, later on, I'm trying to do a bracket for the most important people to the Warriors dynasty. And my goal, all right, my goal is to come up with 10 names, six names for the top six seeds, then four names for two play-in games for seed 7 and 8, right? But I can't get it down. I've gotten 14 names. So here's what I need you for. First, I'm going to read you these names. You tell me if any of them should be taken off immediately or if I've missed anybody. And then assuming I'm good, we're going to do kind of an early bracket version here. You're going to help me cut four of these names out, all right? Here are the people I've gotten. These are my seeds. Seed all one, Steph. Two, Klay. Three, Draymond. Four, Steve Kerr. Five, Lacob. Six, Durant. Seven, Andre. Eight, Myers. Nine, Jerry West. 10, Chelsea Lane, which is kind of a random one. 11, Sean Livingston. 12, Don Nelson. Wow. 13, Mark Jackson, and 14, Ron Adams. Am I missing anybody, or is there anybody I should cut out of there?
Wow. That's a pretty good list. I mean,
like, I thought and Loon and, like, other random-ass players.
No, I'm like, you know, I'm going through my head, like, Bogut, Barnes, David Lee. Yep. Probably not. JaVale, David West. David West is important.
David West.
But he probably doesn't. He doesn't – I don't think he quite cracks the list here. Zaza, I don't know if he cracks the list here. You know, you could make the argument that Poole is rising. And a lot of people say Jordan Poole is snubbed. Wiggins with a lot of fans, man. I guarantee you this. If you really bracket with Kevin Durant, because Kevin Durant does belong on the list, there would be fans coming at you hard saying it should be Wiggins instead of KD.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, would you make that argument? No way, right?
I can't make that argument. Kevin Durant, come on, man.
And you got
Kevin
two Durant. Titles.
two titles. It would have been a third. It would have been a third. Yeah. I would say right off the rip, Chelsea Lane, I would cut.
Yeah.
You know what? Let's I would cut. Can we... I would cut Chelsea Lane. I would cut Jerry West.
For who? So I'm putting in.
So we have to add somebody.
So you're right. I'm going to put in Wiggins instead of Chelsea Lane. Okay. Who would you put in front of Jerry West?
Wow. Okay. So we're cutting. Okay.
Bogut?
I would put Bogut on that list. I would cut Bogut for Jerry West. No doubt. No doubt. Although Jerry West did prevent the trade of
exactly Klay right. That's why he's here. The Klay Thompson thing. That's exactly.
Damn. You know what? Throw Jerry back up.
Keeping him in.
Damn. Right. Damn, right. Greg. This is a tight one. Don Nelson's got to go. Don Nelson's got to go. I'm throwing Jordan Poole on for Don Nelson. So that's two people we've cut so far.
Yeah, no. Here's what we're going to do. I love these names. So etched in stone, we got it. I'm gonna preview. We're gonna do a little bracket style here. All right.
All right.
So what this means is here's our first one to cut down four names. Andre versus Ron Adams. Who's more important?
Gotta go, Dre. Gotta go, player.
It's gotta be. He's the first guy who joined him, right?
Yeah, gotta go, Dre.
You recognize that?
Gotta go, Dre.
All right, there you go.
So yeah, gotta go, Dre.
Second thing, Bob Myers versus Mark Jackson.
Oh, Mark Jackson's gotta go.
Immediately.
Jackson's got to go.
All right. Now we get a little bit harder here. Wiggins v. Poole.
Poole's got to go, Bram. Wiggins was a two-way star in the postseason. Wiggins was probably your second most consistent player during this postseason. And the defense he played on Luka, the defense he played on Tatum, the offensive production, especially his game five. Game five was special, all-time special. What do you have? 26-13. Yep. Wiggins. I gotta go. Wiggins over Poole. That's tough, though. That is really tough.
Last one: Jerry West, Sean Livingston.
Hey, man, death, taxes, and an S dot elbow jumper. I gotta go, Sean Livingston.
Let's go.
Come on, man. He was a big part of those three championships. Not only that, now what he's doing with the Golden State Warriors.
He's on the coaching staff. That's exactly
right. He's on the coaching staff, player development. Got to go, S-Dot.
Boom. We'll pick up the rest of this bracket later in the week for those of you listening. And, I mean, the person who's going to win, I'll blow the ending. It's Steph. But some of these other conversations, man, I'm not sure. And I'll preview
right.
Because I did this while drinking with friends. And the fight I had, ultimately, the biggest one was Kerr versus Lacob. Like if you had to decide which of those two was more important, and we'll have that discussion down the line. But what's your immediate thought? I give you those two names. Who do you think is more important?
Damn, I'd have to go Kerr. I go Kerr, even though Lacob has opened that checkbook up.
Right,
he's opened that checkbook up. He's got Chase Center. Damn, that is hard, man. I thought you were gonna go with honestly Draymond versus Clay.
Oh, sure. No, and there's going to be a bunch of these. We could spend the next 45 minutes. You know, like if I wasn't so eager to get to the beating Bunchy segment, I'd drag you through each of these.
Right.
But that's the one I'm not positive on.
Yeah. And then where Kevin Durant ends up.
Sure. Hell yes.
That's going to be fascinating to see where KD ends up in his bracket and see how far he goes. Like, I can't believe we're talking about this. Wow. Yeah. Draymond, Clay, Lakeup Kerr is a good one. That's a really good one. God, that got me stumped, man, because they all have their roles, right? They're all he's the modern-day Eddie DeBartolo. And we know how Eddie DeBartolo Jr. was with the 49ers. Lacob knows. And he, during the finals, when we were talking to him after they won the championship, saying, man, you're like the modern-day Eddie D. He's like, how many championships did you have? Five. And he's like, huh? He has four. And Joe Lacob has aspirations to be the next Dr. Jerry Buss on the court.
100%.
Not off the court. 100%. On the court. You know?
What I know about Joe, because he hadn't done the research before you asked him that question, the reason he asked you how many championships does Eddie D have is because he thought he already had more. I think he was trying to underline. He wanted you to say three and just be like,
He knows what time it is. He knows what time it is.
Well, we'll pick up the bracket later in the week. Let's get to the meat of this podcast, beating Bonte. All right, so here's the part I don't want to admit. You are not only our reigning prediction champion, you are 2 years running champion. I checked in with Matty Stats, the guy who keeps track of this shit for us this week, and he broke my heart with that information. I mean, like, I wanted to greet you, like, oh, bad news, and then give you another name, but no, dude, you
and you tried to get CJ Holmes from the Chronicle and Daryl the Guru Johnson and Joe Shashi the Butcher and all these guys, and they still can't beat me.
Okay.
I mean come on. Just call me the 90 Bulls. Call me the 90s Bulls right now, Bram. I've been watching The Last Dance. Just call me MJ.
I'm going to call you a paper champion. How about that? And here's how I'm going to prove it, all right? I not only want to beat you, I want to beat you and take money out of your pocket. Not your money. Oh. Here's what I mean, all right? So in this segment, I feel so confident about this. I want to beat you. I want our listeners to beat you. So here's what's up. taking $100 of the Huddle money out of our advertising. I'm putting that on the table. Got six regular season prediction questions for you.
All right.
We're going to go through them, you and I, and then listeners. And in a moment, I'll tell you guys how you can get your answers to me. At the end of the year, we'll look at this. If you are, you know, the winner, I give you $100 and we all have to bow down to you. If the listener is the winner, we give them $100. It is what it is. If I'm the winner, I'm going to celebrate in the fucking streets and I'm calling in to the roast and doing a victory lap. What do you think?
I'm with that. I'm with that. We got a deal.
Boom. Let's jump in. Question number one. Will the Warriors lock Jordan Poole up into an extension before the deadline of October 17th, 2022?
My gut says yes, they will do that. They will re-sign him. They know how important he is. He's a young talent who they helped develop. And in one-on-one situations, he can cook. He can go. I think he's a very important piece to the puzzle in the future. I don't think Joe Lacob lets this guy go. I mean, you think about not only on the court, the production, but off the court. Everybody's talking about it's a pool party. The Jordan Poole jersey's getting sold. And there's certain dudes like Steph Curry makes the crowd rock a certain way. Yeah. Klay Thompson does.
Yeah.
Jordan Poole's third on that list. What Jordan Poole's doing in those playoffs and how he plays to the crowd, the showmanship, Joe Lacob's eating all that stuff up. They know if Steph goes down, he could come slide in, play point guard. Klay goes down, he could go play the two guard. He complimented Steph very well to the point where some people thought he should have been starting all season long. So I do believe they signed that extension. They're not going to risk Jordan Poole leaving. However, he has a choice to sign it, right? So, okay. You know, he may not sign it, but I definitely think the Warriors offer that deal, and I think something does get done before that deadline.
I hated your response right there because you almost talked me into it. Honestly, like, so my answer is going to be no, but hearing you break down who he is, including the off the court value, that whole
you thing, like that, huh?
People buying jerseys, man. Like, that matters. It definitely matters.
That matters, man.
Okay, it does.
Q-rating.
It doesn't matter enough to get me to switch out. All right? So I think they have discussions with him, of course. They got to gauge it and see what's up. But I think at the end of the day, they're so worried about all the other money, the Draymond money, the Klay money, everybody else. I think they play it maybe stupid, but safe. Let him play out the year and see what kind of offers he gets. What happens, I'm not sure, and to play it out in case people don't know the contract situation, if they don't lock him up, he becomes a restricted free agent. You know, so he's not gone, but he might go.
And they can match any deal. They can match any deal or do a sign and trade. So the ball is in their court. I still believe they have leverage. So I just believe they'll get something done because I don't think they want that cloud hanging over Jordan Poole all season long. Now, if Jordan Poole's like, no, wait, then we got a different story. But my gut tells me something will get done by October 17th. Now, they got to go to Japan and stuff, so hopefully they're doing it over sushi out there in Tokyo, Japan.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, what scares me is because if they don't, someone's going to give them a big offer, you know, a big boy offer that the Warriors won't be able to match. So we'll find out. All right, here's our second one. The Warriors play Memphis four times during the regular season this year. They play two at home, two away, obviously. What's their record?
2-2.
3-1. I got more confidence in my boys.
I can see the Warriors doing this. Hey, we beat you guys to six games in the playoffs. We don't care about seeding. There could be I got to check out the schedule. I was just actually looking at the schedule. It's funny. I should know this, but like Christmas Day, they'll beat them.
Yeah.
They'll beat them in another national television game.
So here they
get a game where they bench all the stars.
It's December. It's Christmas. They play at home. Then January 25th, they play at Chase. And then the final two games are both at Memphis. And they're both in March.
Are there any back to backs?
Right when you said I should check the schedule, I thought so highly of myself that I had the dates, and I don't know if they're back to back. So it turns out that's not what you were looking for. So I'm not
right. No. It's all good. No, it's. I think they'll split because Memphis is going to take these regular season games a lot more seriously than the Golden State Warriors. However, I'm almost ready to switch the pick because I just recalled that Jaren Jackson Jr. is going to be out for a while.
Yep, that's right. That's right. This is your last opportunity. I'm about to be
out. I'll play safe with 2-2.
Yep.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, password, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.
All right, here's a hard one. What teams make the playoffs in the West this year? So I'll go first to give you a little bit of time to think here. Mm-hmm. I go, and I think there's kind of two tiers in this. I'm confident, and this is not the order, but I think they make it. The Warriors, the Clippers, Denver, Phoenix, Memphis. Then there's a whole other tier of people I'm not positive of, but who I'm going to round it out with is New Orleans, Minnesota, Dallas. Those are my my A teams. Who you got?
Okay, so we got the Warriors, we got the Clippers, we got the Mavericks, we got the Nuggets.
Okay.
Memphis, obviously, at five. Minnesota will be back in. Okay. They're a freaky little team, though. I don't know about the roster construction there. So we got six. New Orleans is seven. I think New Orleans is definitely making it. They're tough. Now, 18. Wow. So Utah's not going. They were a playoff team a season ago. They're not going. Portland, I'm not sold on the Portland Trailblazers whatsoever. I think they're a playing team.
You. I shouldn't help you at all, but you haven't named fucking Phoenix yet, and I'm pretty sure you're going to want to put Phoenix on this list.
Oh, Phoenix. Did I not name Phoenix?
I don't think so.
Oh, well, get Phoenix in there then. So we got Phoenix, the Warriors, Clippers, Denver, Dallas, Minnesota.
Six.
Who else did I say? Warriors, obviously.
Seven.
And then did I say Minnesota already?
We're going to have to leave that to Maxime when he cuts this together. I should have been writing answers down, Bonte.
I should have been writing them down. Sure. I got the cell phone in one hand. So I got Minnesota, Dallas, Denver, Clippers, Warriors, Memphis, Phoenix, and Minnesota. Those are your eight playoff teams.
Oh, you gave me Minnesota twice. You get one more. Minnesota, Dallas, Memphis, Clips, Warriors, Phoenix, Clippers.
Denver.
Oh, Denver. There we go.
Denver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I was almost tempted to go Sacramento, but I'm not going to go there yet.
Me too. There's a bunch of that whole bottom level, man. Those last three, you know, Sabonis is a legitimate player. Who knows if Gobert works out in Minnesota? Who the fuck is Zion this year? You know, I mean, there's all these, and it's what's going to make this season so fun. But we'll see. Also, I got bad news for you. I think I'm up 3-0 already. You know, if you want to just give me I'll let you buy out of this bet right now if you want. You can give me $50 and I'll let you out. Here's our next. Man. How many regular season wins will the Warriors end up with? You've already said it. Last year they had 53. This year they will have
53.
Same thing.
Same thing. No, you know what? I go 55.
Yep.
I'll go 55.
I'm stealing my numbers, Monte. All right, well, I can't keep the same
55. One. Oh, you were really going to go 55?
I was.
55 and 27? It just looks so good.
I'm going 57. I'm going 57. I think they're going to sit people. The Warriors have 15 back-to-backs. I think they learned last year they don't give a shit about the regular season.
No, nope, it doesn't matter.
All those other people who are going to be coming up, JK, Moody, Poole, all of them are going to be better. So even though we're sitting people, I think we have a better record. I wanted to put it at 55, but you stole that number for me. So, 57.
I'm going to go 55-27. You got 57-25. Interesting. Wow. Almost like 52, but 55 sounds good.
What's Steph's highest point total during the regular season?
Oh, this is tough. Oh, man. Steph's going to drop. What was his point total high last year? What was 50? Did he drop a 50 burger last year?
I want to say yes, but I don't know what the specific was.
Yeah. I'm going to go his high this year is going to be 52.
Close. You're close. I should tell you that I'm from the future, and I already know the answer to this. It is 62. He puts up a 60.
Oh, he's going to drop a 60 burger?
He's going to drop a 60 spot. You remember that.
That's
I said
insane.
This. You just
That's
ready to get home one night at some point. Steph's going to be going, you're not going to be home. You'll be at the game. Steph's going to be going crazy. You're going to be taking notes, and then suddenly you're going to remember, my God, Bram called this. You feel free to text me if you want and give me credit as an
You know what? he might drop like 62 and they may come against a team like the Blazers or Utah or something.
Right. Right. It's going to be some random-ass doldrums game and he murders it.
Right. All right. Right.
Here's our last. Who wins the MVP this year?
Going Giannis. Giannis Antetokounmpo. Because I'm a, like, you know, Bram, it's almost like we've taken his numbers for granted.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, oh, like, what's the reason why he didn't get the MVP the last 2 years? He's put up basically the same numbers and had more of an impact. But it's like we get voting fatigue or something like that. Like, exactly. LeBron James was in the conversation to win MVP all the time. It's like, well, we got to break it up a little bit. We can't give this MVP the same person. I think, obviously, Steph fatigue was something there. Embiid, I think Harden's going to take a little away from Embiid. I don't think Embiid will be as impactful. Like, he's going to have an impact. I don't know if he plays the same amount of games as he does last year. But I think Harden's just going to take away from him a little bit. Jokic, I think having Jamal Murray back and Michael Porter Jr. back may take a little something from him. But I'm going to go Giannis here, and I think Luke is going to be in that top three. Yeah. Steph's not going to have to do as much. Like, I thought once Steph didn't – I don't even think he finished top three last year, did he?
No, he did not. And the thing
which is crazy, but, you know.
And he didn't need it. I mean, the MVP is a, I need to prove it to everybody.
Right.
On the board.
Right. You know,
someone goes into the season thinking like, no, I'm not sitting. I'm showing everybody who the hell I am. Steph hasn't had to do that for years now. You know, like that's not who he needs to be for the award. He's just as valuable to the team, but he's already proved it. He doesn't need to get out there and do it again. You're making me question my thing again. So Embiid is my pick, and I'm going to stick with it.
Yeah, I like the pick. Embiid's tough, man. He might get that sympathy vote. You know what I'm saying? Like, the sympathy MVP award went to Russell Westbrook because Kevin Durant left. He was by himself in Oklahoma City. They're a 6 seed, but he got all these triple doubles. That was a sympathy MVP. I could see Embiid getting something like that because it's like, we gave it to Jokic. Let's just get Embiid out the way. But I truly believe Harden's going to – take a bigger role on in Philadelphia.
Yeah, I think you might be right. And Harden looks in hella good shape. Also,
he does look good.
The nail in the coffin for me was most likely going to be, so I play Fantasy Hoop, and I'm pretty sure I'm going to be taking Joel Embiid. I got the 4th pick in my draft this year. When I do, what that means is he's going to get hurt, Bonte. So when it happens, no, it's my fault, and I'm screwing myself over.
You should just take Steph, dude. Just take Steph.
It's okay. That's what I don't know if Steph will fall to me. Help me there. Be my GM. If Steph's on the board and Embiid, Harden, and Steph are there at 4, who do I take?
Gosh, may have to take Harden. But he's such fantasy basketball and fantasy sports is about getting players you want to root for. If they're on the same level, like if Harden is just a little bit better than Steph, but I don't like rooting for Harden, I'm taking Steph. I don't care.
And I get to watch him every night. You know what I mean? Like, that's the other upside. It's like, I'm all fired up. I bring the kid in, you know, like we're getting behind the team. I'm not thinking about new staff, man.
Right. Yeah, no, you got to take players you love.
All right. Here's our last segment. All right. So, and I'm, in fact, sorry, I should say for listeners who want to take this $100, and I need you. Do not let Bonte win this. I don't, if it's not,
hey, dude,
fine, but get out there, beat Bonte's ass.
I'm flexing.
In order to do that.
Hey, listeners, to the great listeners of the Warriors Huddle podcast, just know I'm three-peating here. Michael Jordan of the Warriors Huddle podcast.
100% do not allow this to happen. I need your help. Hop in here. Help me. And if you want to, you have to either be following us on Twitter or supporting us on Patreon and shoot me your predictions via email. You can send those to huddle@warriorshuddle.com. And here's our last segment, man. And I'm excited for it. So I did this with Joe last week. It's what I call the serial question. So let me explain it, and then I'll give it to you. And that podcast, I don't know if you listen to the serial podcast, but it's back in the news now. Years ago, it was like the first true crime podcast, and they went into this murder they thought someone had been wrongfully accused of. And the guy, in fact, just this week, the podcast was called Serial. Yeah. Just this week, they decided that the guy was not guilty, and out he goes, right? But in the podcast, they had this question. They said that everyone in our life has somebody who could hide a body for us. And I kind of bucked it, right? And then to make it fun, what we decided is the traits of being able to hide a body. You got to have the logistics. You're good with details. You got a little shadiness streak to you. You know where to go, right? And then the second portion of it, you're good under pressure. The cop's going to talk to you. You're not going to fucking fold. You're not screwing things over. You got to be able to hit both of those, all right? So we had Joe on last week. With Joe, we covered which Warriors he would pick. I also asked him, would he pick you? Here's his response.
See, here's the problem. Bonte would want to have a video about it and want to tell everyone that he's the best of all the serial killers because when he does it with flair. So there's no way in hell he's ever getting away with that. Plus, B, I love you. You're black. All right? And you know the fans are on you.
There's Joe's response for you. So here's my first question to you.
And say I disagree with that take.
Okay, there you go. Or you go for you. All right. So here's your question. Should somebody pick you? Would you be good with the logistics? And would you be able to, if the cops came and pressed you on it, would you be able to get through it?
Well, I'd be able to get through it with the cops. I'd be able to get through it. Now, like he said, I am black. So I may just be guilty due to skin color. It is what it is, man. It is what it is. They'll go through so many channels to make sure I'm guilty. Tap the phone, everything. The logistics, man. I would get busted, bro. I can't disagree with Chasky. I can't disagree with him. And I would have to tell somebody, like, man, I killed this dude so smooth, man. Like, oh, you should see how I did it, man. I had the machete and this and that. Like, hey, it would. He kind of knows me, man. I would have to brag to somebody, man. I'm a fool. Like, I've watched too many mafia movies, man, and the way they do it, man. It's just a flair and a swag. I would want to be the number one. I want to be number one in anything. That sounds kind of crazy to be. Hey, I want to be the number one serial killer out there. Let me stop that. I don't want to be a killer, but, you know.
So to be fair to you, right? So I have asked this, and it's not killing anybody. It's just hiding the body, right?
Yeah,
I have gone through this with multiple people, and every single time they're not picked, everybody gets upset. There hasn't been one person who's like, Joe didn't pick me. Joe said I'd be too nice and I'd fuck it up, and I've been upset about that for a week. So, you know.
Yeah, I think you would be a bit rattled. You would be a wreck.
Wow.
There'd be like 30 cigarette butts under your car. You know what I'm saying? It'd be all under the driver's seat and stuff. Because, like, what's going on here? It'd be, I was just good, officer. I'm just thinking about the Warriors and Grizzlies game on Christmas.
Completely factually inaccurate. I'll have you know, I'd be hella cool. I'd handle the interrogation part. I'd be amazing at. Just amazing at. But the logistics, I might forget where I buried it. They might find it there. Yeah. I might not put it underneath enough dirt. No. But here's the second portion of this question for you. If you could pick a Warrior, who would you pick? You got a body to get rid of. They have to fit those two, you know, those two bullet points. They're good with logistics. They wouldn't fold under pressure. Who do you take?
Andre Iguodala. Well, he's technically not on the roster. So I guess I can't go Iguodala.
He will be. I'll give it to you. I'll award that.
You'll award that?
Yeah.
I was thinking about Steph, but Iguodala would be amazing in interrogation, right? If he's getting interrogated and he's sitting in that room with the cops and they're asking him questions, like, I don't know what you want me to say, Chief. He would be short-winded. He would know not to say a lot of that. Like, Iguodala would be perfect. I think I'm going with Andre.
Andre would flip the power dynamic on the cops. You know, like, they'd ask him some shit and be like, do you know how racist that makes you sound? You know,
yes.
I mean, it'd be like some kind of like, oh, so you guys are that kind of institution. Yep. And then just allow silence to go. And, and because of that, he would be a winner. All right, here's our last question. Joe Chasky, would you take him?
No, I wouldn't.
Why?
Dude, he can't keep his mouth shut. I mean, he couldn't keep his mouth shut. He'd tell everybody around him. He'd be talking on the cell phone. I mean, we got a nickname of him on the morning roast called Snitches Chasky because he already said, if I get in the jail cell with somebody and they did the crime, I'm snitching. I've done enough time before in my life. I'm snitching. So he's snitching Chasky. He would tell everybody. He'd be on the phone talking on the iPhones. He wouldn't know how to go to a pay phone. And he would just be like, he get interrogated. He would turn so red, and he would get rattled so easily. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, he'd be a wreck. He'd be terrible.
This fool didn't tell me the Snitching Sasky nickname at all when we went through it.
Hey, listen, to all the World's Huddle podcast people, I know millions of people listen to this podcast. Shh, don't say anything. But he's kind of a snitch. Shh.
This is my second favorite part of this podcast. The first part was you saying, yeah, I would brag. If I did it, I would want
to. Yeah, I mean, I'm
the greatest person out there.
Yeah, I know. And my friend is asking, you know where I hide his body? Oh, you should have seen it. The way I shoveled the dirt and everything. Oh,
no one's dug a hole faster in their life. My least fucking favorite part.
I didn't even get the white tee dirty.
And I want you to know that I kind of hate you for saying that I'd be rattled. I don't smoke cigarettes, for one. I'll have you know.
I'm definitely not picking up
cigarette smoking because I'm nervous. Like, none of that is happening. It makes me immediately dislike you, and I don't mind saying that. Bonte, appreciate you, man. It's been way too long. I cannot wait. I haven't decided how I'm going to spend the $100 yet. But, you know, when I do, maybe I have a nice meal. I'll text you a picture of me there just enjoying my time.
I can't wait, man. I can't wait to see how this plays out, man. First one, Jordan Poole, we're going to find out in less than a month.
Oh, yeah. No, it's soon. It is right around the corner, which is a good underline for if you want to get those picks in. Make sure you email them.
Hey, I'm going to know if I won or lost because I'm either going to hear from you right away when the deadline expires and he doesn't sign, or I just won't hear from you and I won't get an invite on a podcast till about the All-Star break.
Actually accurate. No, that is that's absolutely true. But wait, we'll see. We'll see how it plays. I feel like you're reading my diary, which hurts my feelings a little bit. Bonte, for everybody else out there who's exactly like me, realizes they need far more Bonte Hill in their life, where do they go?
Well, according to the Instagram comments, people want me to shut the app up, especially when it comes to the 49ers. So I'm not sure a lot of people want more Bonte Hill. But if you do, at Bonte Hill on Twitter, at 95.7thegame, you find all my work there. The Odyssey app, wherever, morning roast, 6 to 9 a.m. You can listen to me just jaw-jack all day long. And Shasky basically be the star of the show, because he is.
You want to reach out to us. I already gave the email address. Our only social media account is on Twitter, which is the best body barrier on earth. best body barrier on earth.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah, now it is what it is. Don't you worry. I am fantastic at it.
A little secret real quick, Brad. The best guy to bury bodies would probably be Chris Mullen. He's all about mafia movies, mob movies.
Say, he feels a little mafia feel to Mully.
Yeah. But then you could delete that part.
you say that, Bonte, as if Mully and I are not best friends. You were there when we established that incredible connection. So I don't know why you're telling me this. Of course I know.
This is why you would freeze up, because you saw Mullen and I saw Pete coming down your jeans.
So, dude,
you got to go home and change.
I mean, this is
go buy some sweats at the team store.
Fake news. Fake news. I'm just throwing that out there. Absolute fake news. Bonte, get out of here. We appreciate you. Go Warriors. Huge fun this week, certainly true every week, and hopefully we'll see you in another week or so.
Absolutely.
Good.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.